You stumped me too much. I might.
We're recording. This John guy is cool. I like him already. Zen Reaches CEO, John Kelly. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Well, I'm happy to get an opportunity to speak with you. Actually, I don't need these because I'm talking into here. But the bigger picture is this. Brick and mortar traffic actually increased during Amazon's Prime Day. And I heard that Amazon on that Prime Day sold 10 trillion, 16 billion, 450 quadrillion, and it sold the White House, it sold the states, it sold the countries, sold every car in the country and the world. I don't know, did it not sell anything? Is there anything that's still available?
I don't think it's kicked off insurance yet, but it probably is. I know it's working on it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. All right. So you're a researcher, I believe, and brick and mortar traffic actually increased. Now, this is an optimistic commentary, it seems to me, that even though Amazon Prime Day, which is a super large conglomerate of sorts, did very well, the best they ever did, but other traffic did well, except for my hometown, New York, because we don't do what anybody else ever does because we're New Yorkers. And
that's
stubborn.
Right.
All right, that's so tell us what the research was, and thank you very much.
Yeah, sure. It's it basically, and this is not a real surprise for those of us who've been in e-commerce for a while. Amazon has such, particularly online, has such market influence and power that when it established Prime Day, other retailers also saw their revenues go up. In fact, I spent a number of years at eBay, and we would gear up deals specifically for Amazon's Prime Day in response because shoppers were online. There were many more shoppers online and doing price comparison across the board. So it isn't a terribly big surprise that we would see retail traffic and store traffic go up on the day that Amazon declares its Prime Day. What was a little bit more surprising, perhaps not even so much, was that New York was an anomaly. And that's probably because of the continued in-store restrictions that you guys have.
Okay, I don't think I understand something here. You're saying that even though Amazon had this unbelievable Prime Day, okay, I'm in a co-op in Manhattan and you can't even walk out of our building because you have to face Amazon packages. You're saying that the other websites did well, but you're saying Macy's did better outside of New York?
So what I'm saying is other websites, yes, that is
Macy's
generally
store,
the trend.
Not their website, the store.
Yeah. So our data is deploys software layer across local Wi-Fi in many different retail outlets, bars, restaurants, gyms, okay? I won't comment on any particular merchant, whether they're in our network or not. But what we did see was that there was an increase in foot traffic on Prime Day. So, yes.
Okay. So my question to you was that, and I like research and thank you for sharing. Do you think that was, I mean, I can guesstimate what I think it is. I could guesstimate and say that people went to a XYZ store. They checked while they were in the store. We got a new world with us, right? I mean, we can check everything under the sun with this little guy. And so I'm now in the XYZ store. I see the TV is in the store, $100. And now I can even in the store, obnoxious as it is, go here to Amazon and go look and see it's $99 here. And I cannot buy it in the store. And I can buy it here, and I can go home, and that's that. Do you think people went to the store because of things like that to check other prices?
I think that a price comparison, whether it's online or offline, certainly comes into play on a big retail day like Prime Day or Black Friday or Cyber Monday, right? There's a lot of price comparison that will go on. People usually have made a decision to buy something at that point. And then the question is, where are they going to buy it from?
So let me ask you, and you're a very kind guest because you know how to be a guest, and professionally speaking, because you're a pro, meaning that you're not a big jabber or yabber. You give the host a little moment to ask a question. You're a smart man. I appreciate that. You're a good researcher. So because you're a good listener, and when you're a good listener, you're actually a good actor.
Thank you. Tell that to my kids, please.
They're not listening to you. What are you talking about?
So exactly.
You're a good listener to a 70-year-old. Why? I got the same kids. That's just the way it is. That's their job. They're supposed to not listen. If they start listening, they won't be kids. All right. So my question to you is this. In your research, though, did you find out why the traffic increased?
No, we don't put out survey data to ask the consumers what they're doing or anything like that. We just look at the overall trends and try to draw correlations. And there seemed to be one on this, right? It's not actually surprising in my mind because Amazon has had such a strong influence in the market that Target usually has a killer day on Prime Day. eBay has a killer day on Prime Day. Best Buy has a killer day on Prime Day. Like, the whole market actually is buoyed up by the discounts that are offered. And what most retailers have learned to do is to also offer similarly competitive discounts on some key items as well.
.com portions of those businesses or the Best Buy store on the corner?
It can be both. It can be both. Usually, in many cases, like the .coms businesses have to offer up some screaming deals in order to get the traffic. And then most of the consumers want to see those screaming deals in store as well. Sometimes it's not physically possible to roll those out so quickly, but they're usually most multi-channel retailers will try to have the same price for the same item on in store as well as online.
So do you think it's sort of like another Black Friday or something Monday or something? Is it now given, it's all marketing, right? So now, whatever this day was, October, whatever, XYZ, now is not Black Friday. It's not Black Monday or whatever the other one was. It's because they're the big boy girl. They've created a new day for everybody.
Yeah, sure.
All the marketers to do something.
Yeah, Amazon has definitely created a new day. I think there's been a couple other retailers have attempted to do so as well. Nordstrom has an anniversary sale once a year and has deep discounts. Then that one has really been confined to Nordstrom and hasn't like translated into a general fashion discount day. But Alibaba in China has done this remarkably well.
They did it before. Right.
Yeah, like Singles Day now is, I think, it's the largest e-commerce day in the world in China. Let's be clear. I think Hallmark created Valentine's Day 50 years ago. So it's not unheard of to have merchants and retailers create a holiday.
That's all right. All right. So you have a website for your company?
Yes, zenreach.com, ZENREACH.
And who do you work with? You work with corporate America, you work with individuals. What kind of research work
We work with brick and mortar businesses from retail to restaurants to bars to event spaces, helping them understand who their clients are, their offline clients, and then helping them deliver messaging to reengage those clients and also bring new ones into the door.
And that's through data analysis?
Through data analysis as well as through online marketing.
All right, beautiful. All right, I'm going to ask you one last question. Thank you very much for taking some time and letting us know about this. I'll call it a phenomenon of into itself. We're involved with World Peace, the International Day of Peace. We're actually the United Nations, it's sort of 75th anniversary of the United Nations, which actually started in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Earth Day started in San Francisco. San Francisco kind of hip place for a certain forward thinking, I'll call it. I ask a lot of people, what does peace mean for them? Would you mind me asking you that question?
Like on a personal level, I think in my mind, you know, world peace is in many ways the absence of armed conflict. But in I think a personal level, I would say peace is learning to be satisfied with the life you have.
Beautifully stated, my friend. All right. Thank Wonderful. You very much. Happy I got a chance to talk to you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for the time.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.